You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Other people may have died on a cross, but the death of Christ on a cross is unique and singular.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
By your cross, Lord Christ, forgive our sins. Enter our hearts. Renew our minds. Take hold of our hands and guide our feet into ways of peace where we may give glory to you while we hold high your cross for all to see, that they too may believe and be saved by your kindness, which is truly everlasting. You told us to pray, Lord, and so we pray in your name, made great by your cross. Amen. It graces the necks of beautiful young women and of elderly grandmothers. You will find it on the suit coats of the most respected businessmen and some of the poorest people you will ever meet in your lifetime. It pierces the sky of every city and village in many lands, and is to be found in some form or other almost everywhere. It is prominently displayed on the walls of millions of homes. The cross has become one of the most common symbols of our day. The question still remains, what does it mean, the cross and everything it represents? Is it a charm, as many people seem to treat it, or is it a charter to an especially satisfying way of life? St. Paul said that the cross of Christ has little or no meaning for many people. To them it is a piece of foolishness, although many of them honor it as a kind of amulet which could just as easily be replaced by some other symbol which means something entirely different. To others it has a special meaning. It is the cross of Christ, who died for the sins of the world. It's not foolishness, by any means. The cross of Christ represents to these people a real demonstration in real life of the power of God. By God's power, Christ died on that cross for the sins of the world. By the power of God, the sins of people are forgiven because of what Christ did on his cross, dying for their sins. By the power of God, people are raised again from death to life, even as Christ was raised by the power and glory of his Father to be the Lord of heaven and earth. By the power of God, things happen in this world of ours, which only God could do. That's the meaning of the cross of Christ. St. Paul said, the word of Christ's cross to those who are going the way of the world is foolishness. But to those who are being saved by the grace of God, it is a sign of the power of God. He went on to say, it is written, and this only proves the truth of what has been written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the sense of the sensible I will lay aside. Nothing can stand against the power of Christ's cross. It may look like folly to some people, but it still remains the most pointed example in human history of the power of God. St. Paul noticed that people have an aversion to the cross of Christ, as it really is. They like it better when it is made of gold than they do when it is made of wood. They prefer a cross of marble against the wall of a church to the simple but brutal thing that the cross really was, standing alone out there, except for two other crosses nearby. I've noticed that some people today wear a little cross around their necks, both men and women, made of nails. It's a little closer to the real cross. Still, it's not a charm to ward off bad luck. Looking upon the cross as a charm makes it pure superstition. Others wear the cross merely as an ornament because it looks nice. Still others carry the cross as a witness to their faith in Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord. I like a simple cross for the most part, one that says something about crucifixion and resurrection at the same time. It's a sign of remembrance that Christ died for our sins. And it is also a reminder that he was raised again from the dead, commanding our faith. I've heard of a person who carried the cross around in a pocket. That person gave a little explanation of what this means. I carry a cross in my pocket, a simple reminder to me of the fact that I am a Christian, no matter where I may be. This little cross is not magic, nor is it a good luck charm. It isn't meant to protect me from every physical harm. It's not for identification, for all the world to see. It's simply an understanding between my Savior and me. When I put my hand in my pocket to bring out a coin or a key, the cross is there to remind me of the price he paid for me. So I carry the cross in my pocket, reminding no one but me that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life, which I shall let him be. Something like that means little or nothing to people whom Paul described as the perishing. They're the ones who have no use for the cross of Christ. They have no use for the cross of any kind. Life is supposed to be beautiful and lovely all the time. It isn't, of course, but you can pretend that it is, can't you? There's no pretense about the cross of Christ. It's cruel, and it's ugly, it's brutal, and it is bloody. The cross of Christ is not a beautifully executed piece of jewelry. It is not embellished with gems. That kind of cross is for the hucksters. The cross is for people who come to see life as it really is, and Jesus Christ as the Lord that he is. For them, the cross represents something. It represents the power of God exercised in the world as only God can show his power in life. We see in that cross the death of his Son and the life of the world. St. Paul once said, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." That's true. That's a charter for the whole world. It includes everybody. You're included, and so am I. The cross is a charter of salvation for the whole world. All of it comes from God, and only by his power did it occur in the first place. Only by his power does that salvation come to the hearts of people today. Only by his power are people renewed to new life through faith in Christ and his cross. His cross summons people to salvation, and it sends people as witnesses to that salvation. The cross of Christ is not just a symbol. It's a charter. For life is human cruelty and human sin turned by the power of God into divine grace and divine forgiveness, working their way into the hearts of people. A German philosopher once said, "If I were God, the pain and sorrow of the world would break my heart." The truth of the matter is that the pain and sorrow of the world did break the heart of God. Like as a father, he pities his children. We've had that word a long time, but few people have taken it seriously. The word of Christ's cross is that the sins of people are forgiven by the grace of God, his love undeserved, by the cross of Christ. The holy justice of the living God has come face to face with the sin and the sorrow of the world. The Son of God died for our sins, he did, on that cross of his. Through the cross of Christ, the power of God is unleashed into the hearts of people. Wonderful people have died before in the history of the world, and the whole world regrets what it has done to them. It regrets that after they have died, of course. That's the way the world is. The whole world could mourn every year the anniversary and the remembrance of the death of the Son of God. That's what the world did to the Son of God. We do not mourn his death. We celebrate the remembrance of it. Why? Because of what that cross means for the life of the world. The cross of Christ is the healing of the world. There's no need to look for healing somewhere else. It won't come from anything or anyone else. Unless healing comes from God, there will be no healing. By this time in the history of the world, we should have proved that to one another. Still, people go on as if it has not happened. That must be the utmost foolishness. To have the cross of Christ, to see it in every place, and not to have any idea about its meaning for the life of the world. Let me give it to you straight. It's possible even for religious people to participate in this foolishness. Whenever the church becomes merely a place for people to socialize or to philosophize or even to mobilize without any understanding of the reality of death and the meaning of life that you see in the cross of Christ, it's plain foolishness. Truly, that's not much different from the secularism that's become the world of religion. Patting one another on the back and saying, I'm okay and you're okay too, as if that were any comfort to anyone. The cross of Christ comforts and strengthens people to whom it has become apparent, evident, plain as the nose on your face, that there on that cross you see the power of God. To them, being saved as they are by that cross, it's more than a symbol. It's a mark of faith in God and of determination that others too shall be made aware of the power of God. The cross is a witness to the world that the great God who made the world has not remained aloof from the human plight. He has not said, that's your problem, now you stew in it. He could have done that, but he did not. In his own son, he experienced the sweat and the agony of human living and human dying. All the forces of evil focused upon his son, and the lightning of justice settled in upon the Son of God. Scriptures keep telling us that this is the love of God doing its work in the world, bringing to bear upon people the power of God. The cross convinces, even as Christ said it would. I, if I be lifted up on a cross, that is, will draw all men to myself. Other people may have died on a cross, but the death of Christ on a cross is unique and singular. By his cross, he calls on people to have faith in God and to understand the power of God amid the crosses of life. By his cross, each one of us has to learn for himself, as St. Paul did. Far be it from me to glory, he said, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The cross of Christ is a charter, sending people forth to be real people in this world of ours, not keeping healing to themselves, but bringing healing to the world all around them. The cross is a mark of discipleship. In the joy of salvation to go forth and follow the Lord. The cross is a pictorial and also a verbal witness, etched in the love and service of God's people. It represents the Lord's suffering for the salvation of the world. And it also represents the suffering of the people of God for the well-being of the world. A follower of Christ is one who trusts in Jesus and in Jesus alone, receiving the grace of God that God gives to people in Jesus his Son. A Christian is one who believes personally that Jesus Christ died for him or her. A Christian is someone who knows that God loves and has the courage to love in return. Everything begins at the foot of Christ's cross, and everything from there on in focuses upon Christ's cross in life and in death. People who follow Christ Lift high the cross by the power of God, which is the cross of Jesus Christ. God's people are compassionate toward those in need. They are also not overcome by hypocrisy, apathy, and greed. They are both tender and tough. They do what is right despite opposition, and they're not fooled by the wrong despite its appeal. That's the way of Christ and of his cross. I don't mind telling you that I love to wear the cross in all kinds of forms. Usually they're very simple forms. They tell people something about you. You believe in Christ and his cross. You're also ready to lift high the cross for other people to see. In that cross is salvation. Salvation is the power of God. In that power of God, there's life. Lift high the cross, said the poet. The love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name. Come, Christians, follow where our captain trod, our King victorious, Christ, the Son of God. O Lord, once lifted on the glorious tree, as thou hast promised, draw us all to thee. Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name. Amen.